Well, once considered the bright political hope of Canada's Liberal Party, Justin Trudeau's image has taken another beating after photos were revealed showing his face painted brown at a costume party in 2001. The Prime Minister has apologised, but the racially insensitive pictures could hurt him at the polls, with a national election campaign underway right now. And he has a particularly long way to fall, given the progressive image he has so carefully portrayed ever since he first took office. Louise Creeley reports.
Justin Trudeau's apology was swift.
I shouldn't have done that. I should have known better, but I didn't. And I'm really sorry.
The mea culpa came after a decades-old photo was published showing the Canadian Prime Minister in a turban and robe with dark makeup on his face, neck and hands. Justin Trudeau says it was racist and he shouldn't have done it, but he won't be resigning.
I think there are people who've made mistakes in this life, and you make decisions based on what they actually do, what they did, and on a case-by-case basis. I think deeply regret that I did that. It was something that I didn't think was racist at the time, but now I recognise it was something racist to do.
Canada goes to the polls in 5 weeks, and the country's opposition leader Andrew Scheer wasted no time himself with a response.
Wearing brown face is an act of open mockery and racism. It was just as racist in 2001 as it is in 2019. And what Canadians saw this evening is someone with a complete lack of judgment and integrity, and someone who's not fit to govern this country.
Well, it's troubling. I mean, it's insulting.
Jagmeet Singh is a Canadian lawyer and politician serving as leader of the New Democratic Party. He's spoken about his own issues growing up as a minority in Canada.
Anytime we hear examples of brown face or black facing, it's making a mockery of someone for what they live and what their lived experiences are.
Another New Democratic Party member, Laura May Lindo, who sits in the Ontarian Assembly, argues Justin Trudeau needs to be held to a higher standard of behaviour and must make amends with actions, not just words.
Well, this is part of the pattern that we're seeing come out more and more, that there is the politician that puts a public face forward and says and does all of the right things to make us feel like we are loved and cared for. And behind closed doors, there's another understanding of how he has to be, whether it's respectful or not respectful. It doesn't even matter what we call the behavior. The point is that the impact is real. And what I do want to see, and what I think a lot of racialized folks want to see, are actions. Like, I don't want a fuller apology. I want actions that show me that we are going to address racism in Canada.
It isn't a standard all politicians are necessarily held to, but it's Justin Trudeau's cultivated image as a progressive modern man that heightens the damage to his brand. Grant Wyeth writes on international affairs for The Diplomat.
And so when things like this resurface, it really goes to damage that brand. Whereas other politicians, you know, probably most notably Donald Trump, I mean, he makes no illusions that he's a modern progressive man. So he's not appealing to that kind of constituency at all. So when there are errors of disrespect, it doesn't affect his electoral prospects or his electoral base, because no one expects that of him. Yeah, for Trudeau, he's raised the expectations on these things. So it makes it far more impactful.
The commentator believes it's better for politicians to get ahead of any skeletons in their closets.
He should have known these photos were around and dealt with them many years ago. I mean, I think that is the issue for politicians now, because everything is online now. Photos will surface, comments will resurface. Unless you can get out in front of these, and you're going to find yourself in very difficult positions. And, you know, now this resurfaces at a very, you know, inopportune moment for him and going into an election campaign. And obviously the people who were aware of the photo, you know, had timed this perfectly.
Grant Wyeth writes for The Diplomat. Louise Creeley with that report.